T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, time now, guys, for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Yeah, that's for you, Jay. Could be yours. You never know. Could be.
You never know. Well, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Neff. Subject: vengeance is mine. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 7 years and I'm almost divorced. My husband and I didn't really know each other as well as we should have before we got married, and we had arguments on a daily basis. I became bitter over his lack of attentiveness, and he was tired of living with a crazy bee. Those were his exact words the day he filed for divorce. He told me I am terrible in bed, teased me for gaining a few pounds, and said he's been miserable for 7 years. I'm slightly heavier when we got married, but he gained almost 15 pounds. There's a lot when you're only 5'8". He loves to argue and debate over any and everything. I got tired of it and was relieved that he had the guts to file for divorce. We have lots of married friends in our circle, and most of them were my friends before I met and married him. We had a huge blowout one night in front of our friends, and he blurted out a lot of things I had said to him in confidence about certain people. The most damaging thing he said is what I told him about my best friend's marriage. She and her husband hook up often with their nanny and took her on vacation with them. I couldn't believe he had stooped that low, and because of it, my close friend and all the other couples in the group chose to remain friends with him, and they stunned me. I've heard that they have secret get-togethers without telling me. It breaks my heart that he got away with this. I want the group to know all about the weird and dirty things I had to do to him during sex over the years. His boys will definitely think twice about hanging with him after that. He made me miserable for far too long. Should I seek revenge or let it go and move on without him and them? Wow. Well, I think there's your answer right there at the bottom of it. You don't need revenge. For 7 years, you've been miserable. He's been miserable. And there's your answer. You said it. Move on without him and them, period. My answer won't be long, Steve. This relationship has been toxic for both of you for a very long time. And you heard with your own ears that he really cares nothing for you. Why else would he say in front of your friends, the ones you introduced him to, what you told him in confidence, in secret, about the other married couple? And no, these are not your friends, not anymore. They took his side. They abandoned you. So you should be too happy to say good riddance to all of them. Boy, bye. Okay? That's it. Steve?
Well.
That's it.
I like the response, Shirley. I really do. So all I'm going to do now is read you this letter and show you why this marriage has got to end immediately. There is no salvaging this. This is unfixable, nor should you even want to fix it. All right, here we go. I've been married for 7 years, and I'm almost divorced. Right there, that's a good clue that it's over. Thank you. My husband, y'all ain't know each other when y'all got married. Here we go. Let me just go down the list of everything that's wrong. We argue on a daily basis. God,
that's a lot.
I became bitter over his lack of attentiveness. He ain't paying no attention. Then he said he was tired of living with a crazy bee. Y'all following this letter?
Yeah.
There's nothing good happening here. She said those were his exact words the day he filed for divorce. He was holding that for 7 years. He told me, and here we go again, number one, I'm terrible in bed. That's never good. Then he said, you gained a few pounds. And then he said he been miserable for the whole 7 years. Ooh. Well, I mean, that's a true statement. If y'all argue every day, you bitter, he think you crazy, and y'all ain't good in the sack together, that's 7 years of straight misery. Then she said, I'm slightly heavier than when we got married, but he's gained almost 15 pounds, and that's a lot when you only 5'9", 5'8". Now you married to the little short fat man. But he don't see that because he's so busy throwing mud on you. But that's what they do when something wrong with you. They try to dirty you up more than they are. All right. And but then here's the other part that this relationship is over. I was relieved that he had the guts to file for divorce. Oh, my God. This is an out. This is a free out handed to you by God above through the little shelf fat man. God works in mysterious ways. And he used the problem you have in your life to provide the solution. Your problem is the little short fat man. But the little short fat man came in with the solution. Oh, man, it don't get no better than this. Don't you know how joyous and wonderful occasion it is, y'all, when your problem becomes your solution? Oh, man. To be in a relationship with somebody horrible and then the horrible person come up to you and say, I think we ought to end this. Let the church say amen.
Amen. And hold it right there, Steve. We'll have part two of your response. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject for today, vengeance is mine. We'll get right back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Vengeance is mine.
Now, we're going to get to this vengeance part right now in this section of the letter because we got a marriage that's been doomed. They've been married 7 years, and it's been horrible. It's been horrible the entire time. They argue on a daily basis. That's 7 years of arguing with somebody. Who wants to be in that? Now, she's bitter because he don't pay her attention, and the day he filed for divorce, he told her he didn't want to live with a crazy bee. Then he told the woman she was terrible in bed, and teased her about gaining a few pounds and had said he'd been miserable for 7 years. She fired back on him, though, and said, well, you gained 15 pounds and you ain't but 5'8". That's amazing right there. And there's people on our show that can relate to that, not to the weight gain, because, you know, he take good care of himself. But he know what you're talking about when you come at these people about 5'8". And I don't really think, you know, you should have hit him up too hard about him being 5'8".
That is not fair.
That's not fair for what, Jay?
That's not fair that you said that. That's just wrong.
It's wrong. I said what, Jay?
People on the show can relate to the short. I don't feel that.
Hey, I'm right here, okay? I am right here.
I can hear you.
I am right here. I don't know all this talking around. I'm right here. Wow. So we can quit all this like I'm not here. I'm right here.
Wow. I was just talking to the lady in the letter so she could know that we was relatable.
You weren't talking to that lady when you start talking about this damn show. You know who you're talking about. I'm right here.
Well, I was just trying to show her how we as the morning show, we relatable. You know.
Right. I said he ain't gained no 15 pounds.
He lost 15 pounds. He in great shape. But he definitely, I almost didn't know, say who I was talking about.
But that's what I was saying, Steve. You didn't say anything about the weight. You know, you didn't pick anybody out on the show.
And y'all going to continue to elaborate? Are we going to keep elaborating?
But you know, when you say 5'8", you know, we can help with that.
I am not 5'8". I am 5'10 and a half. I am not 5'8.
I never said your name, and your doctor done told you to stop saying that because he measured
I got
you,
a new doctor after
and
he
it's
said
not
that.
Worth doing.
You got a second opinion.
Lord, I just
back
can't.
To the letter,
you know,
Steve.
I'm trying to help people out and make right, sure that they know we relatable. Uh-huh. But then, you know, like she said, it's a lot when you pick up 15 pounds and you're only 5'8". And then he loves to argue and debate over any and everything. And she was relieved when he had the guts to file for divorce. Now, here's what the letter's really about. They had a huge blowout one night in front of their friends because they go out with this circle of friends, right? And he blurted out a lot of things that this woman had said to him in confidence about other people. And the thing that was most damaging in front of the group was what he told them about her best friend's marriage, that her and her husband hook up often with their nanny, and they took her on vacation with them. She said, I couldn't believe he stooped that low. And because of it, my close friend and all the other couples in the group chose to remain friends with him, and they shunned me. You know why? Because you the one said it. See, you told it in confidence what your girl told you, and he blurted it out. You can't believe he stooped that low. You know who you married to. You know exactly who you married to. You know he petty. So they've shunned you, and they remain friends with him. And you heard that they have secret get-togethers without telling you, and it breaks my heart that he got away with this. Now, here's her solution. This is the vengeance is mine part. I want the group to know about all the weird and dirty things I had to do to him doing sex over the years.
Ooh, what is that?
Oh, you gonna tell that?
Man, just let that go.
Girl, I wouldn't do it, but just for radio purposes. Mm-hmm. Let's have an open discussion about what these little dirty things you done to him that his friends can't find out about. Yeah. Are you referring to the time that you had to stop by the pet store and buy two gerbils?
Whoa!
Is that what you talking about?
Yeah. Two gerbils.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Yeah. I don't know what dirty little secret you finna tell on this man. Are you referring to the time that you had to hire two little people to come in the room with video cameras and with acrobatic skills? Are you referring to that night? Or you want to talk about the time that you rented the organ grinder's monkey?
Yeah. Oh, I knew it was gonna be a monkey.
What was you that about?
It. You knew it was gonna be a monkey in that bedroom.
What was that about?
Why is it always a monkey in the bedroom?
Yeah. Or are you talking about that time you had to scrape the grease off the top of the spam can so y'all could finish?
The jelly part. That part.
What happened? All right. All
you know
right,
that grease that be on the top of the spam when you open it? You scrape it off and had cuss so y'all could finish. Is
really
that what you're talking
you
about?
But we got to go. Post your comments.
We needs to know this here.
Know.
On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter
podcast. Are you talking about the time he backed up on the doorknob and now y'all can't find the doorknob?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.